said, excuse me, you don't understand where I'm at. I was all around the world, on span, cross the map. I've been laying low and now it's time to pop up, bitch, I'm back. Now I'ma run it up, snooze on the kid that you dumb or what. You better go get your numbers up.
Hey folks, how's it going? This is, of course, a Bleeding Edge reaction. It is actually another installment of my video reaction collaboration series to Bandmade. I am, of course, Jeff S., a.k.a. True Knowledge, the co-host of the MCU's Bleeding Edge YouTube channel and podcast. I am here with my friend and my good new friend and collaborator, Nate, the Godfather. He's here for round two. I'm introducing Bandmade on set for his own reaction pleasure. He's never heard it before and whatnot and everything. And so at that point, Nate, please go ahead and introduce yourself and whatnot. Let the fans know who you are. And plug wherever you want and shout everybody out if you want to and whatnot and get after it, man.
All right. What's going on, everybody? I'm Nate for the second time. Good meeting y'all first time. You guys can find me on anything with Nate the Godfather. You can check me out on Spotify, SoundCloud. Make sure you guys all go check out my music and share it to all your friends and family. Shout out to my friends and family for supporting me throughout all of this. And thank you guys for streaming or coming to check out the stream with me and Jeff here. It's going to be fun. So let's get into it.
Fuck it, A, baby. Fuck it, A. That's right. Yep. And as it says in whatever you want to call it, blurb I've got there, the screen and whatnot, of course. When we are going to be releasing our merch, hopefully soon, we will be, of course, selling our new version of Plan B called Plan T for ladies and whatnot, you know. Heavily discounted, you know what I'm saying, to keep it real, to help the ladies out and whatnot and everything. Along with our own special condom for guys that don't like condoms, where you spray it on. And then a minute into sex, it just dissolves and shit. You know what I mean? And you can hit it raw, you know? So we're going to have that going with our merch. We're going to have that. We're going to offer that to our loyal fans, you know, to keep it real. We think that you know, we want to do right by our male fans and whatnot and everything, you know? So besides that, we here at the Bleeding Edge Reactions are very, very pleased and very happy to have Nate here. I'm happy to have Nate here and whatnot and everything. I'm really looking forward to introducing Onset to him and whatnot. We had a good time doing round one when we did play. And Nate is actually a musically knowledgeable person, unlike myself. So I would think that probably, if anything, he might end up having some pretty valid comments and whatnot and everything about Onset throughout the reaction, but we'll see. Again, we're doing this totally authentic, totally cold. Nate has not heard this before. This is his second time hearing Bandmade. And besides that, I just want to shout out the fandom. I love all of you and whatnot. You're all my friends. You're all my people. And hey, look. I'm not into, like, plugging my shit all that much and whatnot, but hey, if you like Bleeding Edge Reactions, try to hit, you know, try to help me and Cyber hit 1,000 subscribers and go ahead and sub us, man. Hit us up. Hit the bell and get in that comment section, baby, and say what's up. All right, let's get into Bandmade on set. Right before we check out Nate's recent driving test. Oh, shit, Nate. Damn, dude. Fuck, man.
Listen, it was a bad day. The roads were a little wet, and that Sonata is terrible at turning.
Yo, I got to be real with you, though, man. I mean, seriously. Like, to walk away unscathed for some shit like that, and then at the same time also, like, become transracial and shit and end up being a black woman, like, after the accident? Bro,
that is... Listen, it's been a long, hard transition to become a white man, but I got here, and life is good. Nothing to complain about.
Look, hey, at the end of the day, having the ability to go from being white to black is some serious fucking talent, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That's basically a superpower.
It is. It is. And, you know, also, Nate is so fucking good that, like, he actually managed to talk the fucking driving instructor into passing him even after that shit. He still got his license.
Yep. So, I actually drive school buses.
That's right. So, I mean, you know, Nate is one smooth-talking motherfucker, man. I'll tell you what.
You can ask all of your mothers. I'm sure she can back it up. The smoothest talker you'll ever meet.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? You get some serious style points for fucking managing to, like, seriously fucking, like, pull off a crash like that during a driver's test, man. That is some legit shit right there.
The original goal was to flip it all the way over so it landed again, but...
Hey, man, either way, you did a good job. I was definitely impressed. Oh, man, I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. Okay, I'm going to stop it there. I know that it was about to get into some intense shit and whatnot and everything, but I've rewinded a little bit. And go ahead and go to you, Nate. You already got a little taste of onset, baby.
Wow, like, I did not expect that. Like, that's some shit that would play, like, during an action sequence in an anime or, like, something like that. Like it was intense. Like, it's not what I expect. Like, The last song previously kind of gave me vibes of, you know, stuff I've listened to in the past, but this was like a whole new type of energetic ass, like, Tekken beat type shit, where it's like, it makes you want to, like, lose your shit and, like, kick someone in the throat or something. Like, yeah, like, I don't know, like, I was tough. I like that. And they were going fucking hard. Like, they were going fast as shit. And whatever they're putting in their fucking Wheaties, I need some. Because, Jesus, like, they were moving. They were moving.
Hey, you know what? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The one thing that really caught my attention was, like, in the beginning where, like, it was, like, starting to build up, there was, like, the bass is kind of had like an echo going with the,
yep.
And then you had the drums in the background kind of keep a bass line, but the bass was just like, I love the reverb that came off of the bass.
Now, well, there you go. And you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. Have you noticed that Misa's bass lines stand out throughout the music? You can hear them clearly. Yeah. Like they're
bass lines are something that just kind of,
there we go. There we go. My friend here sees where I'm going with this. Like, yes, That's one thing about the way that they orchestrate their music and whatnot, how they layer it and structure it, is that when you listen to this instrumental and whatnot and everything, or any of their songs at the end of the day, Misa's bass is always there. It's always evident. You can hear that bass line. It's there. It's kind of grungy, a little riffy, a little grungy, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's very, very powerful. And she almost plays the bass at times like a guitar. You know what I mean? If you watch her play, right? And I'm not sure how much you could make out of her in this video because of like the lasers and the smoke and all that with the show. Yeah. And everything, which just that alone is fucking like awesome in this video. Like, this live show is sick, right? Like, I mean, yo, tell me those lasers aren't fucking sick and like that smoke and everything.
Yeah. Like I said, the stage presence is there. Yeah.
I mean, they really did a good job with this live show, whoever produced it and whatnot and everything. It looks great.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it so far. I like this one more than the last one.
Yeah, I mean, can you see the way that Misa plays bass? Are you able to like make that out and see her?
Yeah.
She just has a vibe that's so chill. You know what I'm saying? Like when she moves with like the music while she's playing and whatnot, right? And she'll switch it up. She'll slap at times and then she'll pick from like after that. You know, during songs she'll change it up. Like, she'll slap and then pick in the same song. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And she plays a 5-string, you know? So she ain't even playing her out. You know, she's basically, a lot of the fans call her Misa, Misa, Misa. She's one of the most popular maids out of the maids. She is.
I can see why.
So, what did you think of Konami's guitar work on those transitions?
I noticed that she almost picked at her guitar like a bass at certain points. It's something that I kind of like she was almost like kind of just plucking. Like, she was in the sit, because so she could move her fingers quicker. But,
she was doing.
She wasn't doing none of this shit.
No. And then she was doing the tapping too. You know what I mean? Yeah. Which I've seen other guitarists do that too. You know what I'm saying? But it is very detailed to like do that. You know what I'm saying? You already mentioned it. The way that the music elevates during this song, I love it, man. It's great. It really is. You know, like seriously,
music's like a story. Like, you have to have an intro, you know, a climax, you know, an exposition, a deposition, and an ending, you know.
And now, in this song, Akani's drumming is actually kind of in the background a little bit in this one. You know what I mean? It's there, right? It just doesn't stand out as much as it did in Play.
Right.
But it's still there. And here and there, like you mentioned earlier, she really kicks in and you can hear her powering the song. You know what I mean back there, you know?
Right.
During the transitions of this, right? Like these transitions during this like song, I love hearing her drumming during the transitions. I really enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Almost like the drummer's the tone setter in this scenario.
Well, look, you called it right there. Misa and her bass and Akani at the drums are like the engine of this band. The rhythm section, right? You know, they set the tone at the end of the day. I love Akani, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, dude, I had an Akani t-shirt on earlier when I was talking to you on TikTok and shit. I love Akani, bro. You know what I mean? Like, hey, when I became a Bandmade fan, the first thing I had to do was go ahead and make sure I jumped on a website and found me some Bandmade gear, man, and some merch. Give me some t-shirts and shit, you know?
Right.
But so you're enjoying Onset so far. You're digging it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it. Let's get back into it. We'll be right back. Misa, Misa, Misa! Miku! Yo, do you hear that fucking bass line? Dude, Nate, did you hear that fucking bass line kick in there?
That down, 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 down.
Yo, was that shit not fucking sick? I mean, come on.
Yeah, that shit was hot.
Yo, do you want to hear that fucking bass solo again?
Yeah.
Dude, who the fuck does bass solos anymore?
I don't really know anybody that really has done bass solos.
Bandmaid does. Bandmaid does, brother. You know what I'm saying? What do you think about that? Like just that alone, like bro, they actually do bass solos.
That was cool. I really like that. I really like how their music goes together. Like it's a lot of times with bands you see their band almost playing like a part. Like it just sounds like individual instruments, but like the way I was hearing it, it kind of sounded more like one sound. Like it was supposed to sound like that. Like because it was so like fluid, like they did it so many times, they have it so down pat that they can like hit every note at the right time, and it causes this like effect to where there's no lag time between anybody or anything. And
oh, their playing is airtight, Nate. It's airtight, right? There's no mistakes in any of that shit, right? They don't miss a beat. It's almost like they're like a machine. You know what I mean? I mean, dude, is it not like so clean like that? It just looks like
yeah. That's what I was trying to get at. It was just very smooth, like sounding.
I mean, when they transition, it's just perfect. Like it falls right in place. It's very fluid. And do you like how they actually give time to each individual and give them all a solo at that one point?
I actually always loved that idea. Like I always thought to myself whenever I may be in a band or maybe with a group of, because my goal is to end up with a group of artists that want almost like some Wu-Tang shit. I want to be out on some Wu-Tang shit, but it's hard for me to find people that are on the type of time I'm on. And so the goal eventually is to get that group of people, and they like assembled their group of people to like coincide so well together to make like a sound that can't be mimicked by something else. And I want to be able to let everybody on the group have their own individual time to shine, so it doesn't seem like we're just one amalgamation of people, that we're all individuals that have our own, you know, notions.
Well, I'm going to be starting a band, right, with women from the POF live streams that I showed you. And I'm going to be that's going to be my bandmates, right? And that's going to be the band with how the band's going to be made up and whatnot. And basically, we're just going to see, like, you know, how low we can go with shit. You know what I mean? Like how bad we can be. You know what I mean? Like
one of them's on the skin flute. One of them plays the
I mean, listen. Look, man.
The ceiling fan.
You gotta understand, these women are so fucking talented, right? As content creators and live streamers, that like, look, they can do lives and not even be there. Like, they're not even there. Like, they're invisible during it. You know what I'm saying? So at that point, dude, like, hey, at that point, and when you're on some new shit like that, right? At that point, dude, I mean, hey, I can only imagine what they can do with an instrument. You know? Right. I mean, seriously, like, hey, we could actually end up with, you know, coming up on some new shit where, like, literally, we'll be so fucking horrible and bad that it'll be good.
People, right, like, that's the new thing. Yeah, like, terrible is good.
That's right, because, look, these chicks on PUF think that they're fucking celebrities and all-stars and shit anyway, right? So, like, hey, we'll just have them out there explaining to people how our garbage is good.
Right.
You know? Hey, it makes sense to me. So, yeah, that's my plan, man.
Don't fucking say hello to me, bitch.
Why? Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
There you go. That's exactly how it's going to be with the band that I'm going to put together.
Oh, God.
Just imagine what that would actually be like.
I don't even know, dude. I don't...
Look at that shit, man. Look at that ending. Fucking A, dude.
Stream 85 plus channels and save up to 5.
Fucking A, man. This is why I love these fucking women, dude.
That was awesome.
Yo, the fucking maids don't play, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not even playing around, bro.
That was definitely tight.
Yeah, I told you, man. What did I tell you about Onset, dude? This shit was going to be a game changer for you, bro.
Yeah, I like that one. I might add that to my, like, international playlist.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest here, man. Honestly, dude, like, you know, I've done this so many times now that I figured pretty much that once I dropped this on you, you were going to be a little bit, like, at a point where you were going to start to kind of get a little bit, like, speechless almost with shit. You know what I mean? Like, you know, not even really not sure, like, what to say, like, that, you know, with this shit.
Yeah.
Because, like, hey, let's be honest here. Again, you've already mentioned it multiple times. You didn't even expect this shit to sound like this at all.
Yeah.
You know? So, no. I mean, this shit is, like, totally, like, not even what you thought was going to be going on.
Yeah, naturally, I'm, like, a critic, too. Like, I would be very critical of shit. But, like, when I find someone that has their own unique sound, like, they make that sound on purpose, regardless of if I like it or not, I still respect it for what it is because they're doing what they want and what they want to hear. So like that's all music is you if you don't make music for like yourself, you know, you're not doing it for the right purposes. Like you gotta do it for the love of music. And if you don't have that soul and that energy there for the music, it's never gonna come out right.
Well, you see it, you saw Connie during that mini drum solo with that perma smile that she's got. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Yo, every single time you see her in the video, you will see her with that big-ass toothy smile, bro, no matter what. Like, that is her disposition, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can tell they like what they're doing.
Right.
You know? You can tell they do, that they enjoy doing what they're doing. And, yo, they're fucking good at it, bro. Like, seriously, they're good at it. Hey, dude, they're not playing, man. I mean, did they not bring it on that shit?
They did.
So, what are your thoughts? What are your final thoughts on what do you think? What did you think of the instrumental onset?
It was my favorite so far. definitely. I mean, I've only heard two. I like the way they riff and harmonize. It's just, you know, and it's crazy because, like, a lot of people will look at it, and I'm sure my friends even will watch it and be like, you really like that shit, you know what I mean? You're listening to a bunch of girls that aren't even singing English type shit. So to me, it's like they don't appreciate music for what music is, and they're kind of taking it as like a almost like a territorial standpoint, like you should only listen to American music and to fucking, you know, who you are. Like, if you're a white woman, listen to white women type shit. Like,
can you, Nate, can you see why and understand why now? You know, I've already mentioned to you kind of that everybody I've had come in here and do these, right, no matter what kind of music they like, has been into Band-Aid. They've appreciated the music. They've liked it. You know what I mean? Like they found it to be, like, unique no matter what, you know? You know, they've all been impressed. Does that not surprise you at all? No. I mean, no.
I mean, good music's good music wherever it comes
from. Yes, it is. It's universal.
It's just like, you know, people in Japan bumping Lil Baby or something. Like, they don't know anything about Lil Baby or, you know what I mean? But they're going to listen to him because they like it.
But here's the thing, man, I can tell you right now is that I've listened to quite a bit of J-rock and J-metal. I have, right? I've heard and listened and reacted to some of, like, the best J-metal bands and, like, the best J-rock bands besides Band-Aid. I have, right? And I can tell you right now, dude, none of them have a sound like this that is so universal to a level where no matter what a person's taste is in music, they find this sound, right? This band, dope. They like it, you know? They respect it. They have positive things to say about it. You know what I mean? You know. It's that simple, man. Hey, I mean, you tell me. What did you think when all of a sudden they dropped the fucking bass solo?
Yeah, that was interesting. I've never seen that. That was new to me.
There you go, man. Right? That's the best shit you've said already in the whole reaction. That's some new shit for you right there. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
I like hearing new perspectives.
So what does that say to you about the band at that point?
They have like a message that they're trying to get across through, you know, showing their, how like feminine they are, but also, you know, showing you that regardless of what they look like, they can still rock and,
oh yeah,
bang out with the best of them and do whatever, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah. Oh yeah.
They get respect for that.
Yeah, they can definitely fucking rock, dude. They can. They can jam, you know? They can jam with the best of them, bro. You know what I mean? And you tell me, dude, would you not love to be at that concert?
I would.
I mean, could you even imagine what that atmosphere would be like?
I love concerts in general, so it'd be fun.
Did you see how hyped that crowd was?
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, man. Hey. Look, folks, I think we've said it all here, all right? I mean, you know, I mean, hey, this was round two with me and Nate. Video reaction collaboration series installment for Band-Aid. We just did Onset. It was fucking great, as always. I love that goddamn song. It's fucking tight. Shit is dope. You know what I mean? Makes my head fucking shake and move and shit. Gets me all grooving and shit, which is always nice. You know what I'm saying? I always appreciate going back and looking at the videos and being embarrassed and how stupid I fucking look and everything and whatnot. It's cool. I like it. Good, you know, that was fun. I enjoyed that shit. I'm very happy to be doing this with Nate and everything and whatnot. Nate's a good guy. He's good people. And hey, don't be afraid to get in the comment section and shit and shout him out real quick and whatnot and everything. You know, check out his YouTube channel, right? Check out his content, follow him, you know, and don't be afraid to engage with him and shit in the comment section. If you want him to react to anything on his YouTube channel, just suggest it to him right there. I'll make sure he sees that shit. I will. You know? And overall, if you have anything that you want me and Nate to react to together, if you want us to do a different Band-Aid song or whatever down the road, just let us know. We'll fucking do it. We'll come through. We'll get that motherfucker. So anyways, for Nate, for me, myself, Jeff S., True Knowledge, the MCU's Bleeding Edge, Bleeding Edge Reactions, another one in the tank. We out. Peace.
Said, excuse me, you don't understand where I'm at. I was all around the world, on span, cross the map. I've been laying low and now it's time to pop up, bitch, I'm back. Now I'ma run it up, snooze on the kid that you done.